While there are so many reasons to see Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, here are Gina Della from Pella's top 10 reasons to visit PellaWI.com now. Number 10, Pella of Wisconsin installs year-round. Number 9, every Pella of Wisconsin installer is Pella certified to ensure your complete satisfaction. Number 8, Pella of Wisconsin teams complete installation in as little as one day. Numbers 7 through 5, a 2020 survey rated Pella Windows number 1 for highest value, highest quality, and most preferred by Green Bay and Milwaukee homeowners. Numbers 4 and 3, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has 6 lines to fit your style and financing to fit any budget. Number 2, now Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's featured offer gives you 5 years, no interest, plus 5 months, no payments. And the number 1 reason to see Pella of Wisconsin now, these offers end January 31st. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com, PellaWI.com, or call 855-PELLA-WI, 855-PELLA-WI. Tell them Regular Joe sent you. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
He leans to the right politically. And because his back hurts, the Regular Joe Show.
Welcome back. Joe Gigante, your Regular Joe here. Going to finish up with Steve in Green Bay. Appreciate you holding through the break there, Steve. You can be a part of it. Try to get through. There's lines. I think we have some open lines. 888-455-1360. So the first part of your question was about the military serving in the hospitals. Now, not everyone is National Guard. So yes, if you have a National Guardsman that you're pulling out and, you know, from whatever their date, you know, their normal day job is, because National Guard, right, they get called up. They're not full-timers, whether they're in the, you know, whether they're in the medical field normally or not, they're still being pulled away from their normal jobs, which of course also impacts our workforce issues. So a very good point there, not to mention that they're now, they gotten really quiet about this, but just prior to all of these deployments of National Guardsmen in the different states to try to make up with it, I don't know if you saw, but there's a stat that said somewhere around 40 to 45% of National Guardsmen were not yet vaccinated. And I don't know that they closed the gap on that. So potentially you could have, again, they haven't clarified, you could have unvaccinated people filling in for the unvaccinated people that got fired because they wouldn't get vaccinated. But only in the world of Joe Biden and Tony Evers does that make any sense. Now, the other people that like, for instance, right now, I believe the crew that's in the Green Bay area hospitals are actually from the full-time military, meaning they came from Army, Navy, Air Force, you know, whichever, I don't know which branches. I think one of them that was interviewed was Navy. So they would not be, in that case, they're just being shuffled over. You know what I'm saying? It's not that they took them from their day job in a hospital, private hospital somewhere, their military personnel that they're reassigning. But it also has to have an impact on our military readiness, right? Because, again, we're deploying military across the country in hospitals where what happens if all of a sudden there's a, you know, we need them to serve the military people, right? Our servicemen and women still need health care, right? So it does put an impact on it. And all of this is being done, why? Because of an unconstitutional mandate that was unnecessary from the get-go.
Well, and then if that's correct, and I'm not challenging it isn't, since when does the state and federal government build help out a private entity, i.e. these hospitals? This is no different than the federal government bailing out the auto manufacturers, granted on a smaller scale, same thing.
Well, and I've talked about the fact that they've tried to nationalize everything. I mean, that's one of the things, federalize everything. That's why they're trying to federalize the supply chain. Now, you can argue there's a precedent we've seen this in history, that when, you know, you have these severe situations, particularly the medical personnel can be utilized. The problem is they created this fire so they could deploy their firemen to put it out. And therein lies part of the challenge. It was an unnecessary problem, an unforced error created by this unnecessary mandate.
The Regular Joe Show.